Senators who seek to vote aye on Senate Amendment 2, please stand. Okay, please be seated. Those seeking to vote no, please stand. By your vote of 8 aye, 23 no, the amendment fails to be adopted. We're back on the Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2003. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 7th, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield? He does. Proceed.
Hi, Senator. I just wanted to check on the 50-50 match to see where it is. I know this is the higher ed bill.
Yeah, it's not in this bill. It would be in House Bill 2021, which is capital improvement bill, which they have not passed out yet.
You know, do you have an idea of what the status is in terms of, are they, do we know anything?
Your guess is as good as mine. You know, when it comes to capital improvement bills, I mean, some years we get them and some years we don't.
So why is was it not an appropriate place to put the 50-50 matches in to this bill? Or,
you know, arguably it could have been, usually projects like that are put in a CI bill, though, because they all deal with new construction. So it's just normally where we put them.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll see if we get that bill. Thank you.
Any other senators desire to be heard? Senator from Barton, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the senator, the sponsor, senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone County, do you yield?
Sorry.
I yield,
he
yes.
Does proceed.
Senator, I was not on the floor the entire time that we've been talking about this. We're on House Bill 2003, right?
Correct.
And the money for the new State Historical Society building, have you already discussed that?
We have not.
Can you, it's my understanding that was significantly increased from the House version. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yep, it wasn't in the House version.
It was not in the House version at
all?
No,
that's something that we put in there. You know, as most of us who have been here for a while know, this is an issue that has been discussed for a while. And, you know, as I said the other day, I think the time is right that we need to have a discussion about making sure that we have an adequate facility that can safely house and store and make available to the public those documents which chronicle Missouri's history. They are assets and belong to the people of the state of Missouri. George Caleb Bingham paintings, which currently right now are stored in a closet in the basement of the library at the university. And some of those things have already succumbed to water damage. There was a fire in that structure a while back. And so at some point, we're going to have to make a determination. And here's what we get into. And this is that everyone wants to just constantly increase the operating budget. But there has to be a balance between not growing government by constantly increasing the operating budget and looking at making sure that we maintain assets and have the appropriate assets in one-time funding for the people of the state of Missouri. So this is in there. I suspect it will be a lot of discussion in conference on this. I don't know where it goes. I think we need to have that discussion because I think we are going to have to, at some point, make sure that we have an adequate facility to house those treasures in the state of Missouri.
Is this something that has been looked at for a number of years, or did it just...
This plan has been out there for a number of years, and I don't know if the Historical Society Board has come to talk to you. I know there are many of us in here that for years now they have been coming and talking to us about this. And, you know, my biggest issue was it had not been in the budget before, and I think that in order to get the appropriate level of discussion that it needs to be in the budget. Whether it comes out of conference or not, I don't know, but I think we need to have the discussion.
The plan is for this to be on the Columbia campus, or where?
Yeah, because right now it is part of the University of Missouri. That's correct.
And it would be a brand-new building from the ground up?
Yes.
Built just as a museum?
Yes.
Okay, and... Do you know how we arrived at the $33 million?
Yeah, they have a plan. The board has, they have the architectural plan and everything else. The property was donated by the University of Missouri where it would go. So you can see the plans. They have them.
Okay.
That's where the figure came from.
Just come to your office, right, Senator?
I don't actually have them, but I've seen them many times. Okay. I'm surprised. If they have escaped talking to you, or you've escaped them coming to talk to you...
Somehow I've been missed,
Then
I'm sure
hoping that
be,
they're listening
sure,
to this
sure
and that they come
to talk
waiting.
To you. Okay, but so this was not new to the university, and it was not... Was it new to the budget committee?
It was a Senate ad in committee.
Okay, so the House did not even consider this.
They don't have that. That's correct.
And this is... A pure increase on the Senate, And this first time, though, that we've had it in the appropriations
correct.
Budget.
That is correct.
$33 million.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 4th, for what reason he rise?
Inquire Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Obviously, you know I'm having a little heartburn over this. You have an amendment on your desk, so I haven't decided whether I'm going to offer it yet. So I want to talk to you about this.
All right,
hang on.
Let me find it.
It's O2S.
Okay.
I am trying to figure out. We had the senator from Johnson have a capital improvements bill. We had the senator from Phelps have a bonding bill. And was this project in either one of those bills?
Which project?
Or Polk, I'm sorry.
Because all I have is your amendment, so I'd have to look up the line. Which line is it?
It strips out the State Historical Society billing.
Yeah, it's not in the bonding bill.
And it wasn't in the capital improvements?
Well, not so far, but they haven't passed that bill out yet.
Right. But it's not even being considered, correct?
Oh, I think it probably is. Yeah, it could very well come out on that as well.
I'll have to have a conversation with the senator from Johnson about that. It just caught me off guard to see the single item pop out when we've talked about pages of projects. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden this pops up coming out of GR. And I'm just trying to get some kind of feedback.
Because I think we need to have that discussion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something that benefits the entire state of Missouri. It houses the history of the state of Missouri, which I said right now, most of that's in closets in the basement at the University of Missouri. It's already been damaged. You know, school kids need access to this. College students need access to this. It is the history of the state of Missouri. And at some point, we have to decide, do we take every dime we have and simply every year expand welfare programs, which are ongoing and ongoing? Because once you expand that operating budget, well, that's your benchmark for the next year.
Well,
as opposed to looking at some of these projects.
The flip side of that is we're not maintaining the buildings we have.
Well, remember, we've put $138 million in FMRF, which is the Facilities Review and Maintenance Fund, which the governor has not released. So the General Assembly actually has put a bit of money in for deferred maintenance and repair. The governor just won't let it go.
Again, if we're not maintaining the buildings that we have, do we need to be building new buildings?
I think for a facility that would house these pieces of artwork and documents, which have to have special conditions, I think it's appropriate. But again, I think we need to start the discussion.
Yeah, I think we need to have it. I think I'm going to offer my amendment. We'll just let the body decide what they want to do with this thing. All right, Senator?
What I would like to do, Senator, is take this to conference and have a discussion so we can see if we can advance this. And I suspect that in the end, we'll get a discussion that we should have probably started a few years ago, but we can start now.
I would agree with that. I would think, yeah, and just to try to drop this in someone's lap and hope that it passes, I don't think was the best way to do this. We should have had this discussion at least during the session. Would you not agree with that?
I think it came up later that we had an opportunity to put it in there, and I think we need to start the discussion.
I'd
strongly advise against that,
okay.
Senator. It's up to you with your
No,
Senator.
No, I'm not going to offer the amendment. I think we need to have the discussion.
I think we need to have the discussion. I agree.
All right.
Thank you, Senator.
Any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 8th.
President, I guess you overlooked me there on Senator from the 4th. Inquire the Senator from Boone.
For what reason do you rise? Inquire the Senator from Boone. Senator from Boone, do you yield your colleague from Jackson County?
Yes.
He does proceed.
Senator, same inquiry, basically, that the Senator from 4th on the $33 million. I have a couple concerns with this. I understand your desire to take this to conference, but my concern is the fact that we're building a building in an operating budget. That's number one. Number two, it's $33 million that no one else has brought up to this point. So those are my two concerns. I think just in discussing with you, I will allow you to go to conference on this, but know that I've got some serious heartburn on this.
And I think you're responsible with what the senator from the 4th said, too. I mean, one reason that we're probably likely going to have to build them a facility at some point is we have basically ignored the maintenance of where they are now, and they really can't stay there anymore. So
I think that should be done in a capital improvements building bill versus an operating budget bill.
We'll see what comes out in 21, House Bill 21.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the inquiry.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the Senate Committee Subsidy for House Committee Subsidy for House Bill 2003? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize closed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion. We adopt the Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2003. All those depending on that motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You adopted this Senate Committee Substitute. Senator from Boone.
Senate Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2003 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that we third read and finally pass Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2003. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 2003. An act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Department of Higher Education, the several divisions, programs, and institutions of higher education. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 10th votes no. Senator from Webster votes aye. By your vote of 26 ayes, 6 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same order of business, Senator from Boone.
I move that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2004 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate Committee Substitute be adopted. This is House Bill 4. This is the Department of Revenue and Department of Transportation. Again, handed out the sheets. Not a lot exciting in the Department of Revenue, really. Some debt offset adjustment for GR, lottery, operating and E&E expense adjustment, increased mail costs. For Department of Transportation, we are funding Amtrak. And on top of that, we are funding actually the state match for Amtrak, which is an additional $1.5
million. You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion to adopt the Senate Committee Substitute? Senator from the 11th, for what reason do you rise?
The Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield to your colleague?
Yes, I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, we have continually heard that we are not funding MoDOT and our transportation needs in the way we have. Does this appropriation, is it lower than last year, or have we increased it?
I know you have to check the exact number. Remember, even though we go through the process of appropriating, they have a constitutional provision that says that a portion of their funding goes directly to them and stands appropriated, and then we had passed a statute years ago before you and I were here that said the rest of their funding goes to them and stands appropriated by statute. So even though we go through their dollar amounts and they have a few things, intermodal and some others, that do not go under that statutory provision or that constitutional provision, most of it for road construction, what comes from gas tax and what comes from federal highway money, it just goes to them. So we certainly watch it, and we have it appropriated, but really, it is what it is.
Yeah,
I think it's flat.
So your budget clearly is appropriating all the money we get for that.
Yeah, but actually, if you look at their total dollar amount, it's a 2.3% increase overall. Okay. They've got a little bit of increase in GR. Their federal's down. Their GR, which it's not real GR, but it's state general revenue. That goes to transportation. It's up 29%. Their federal is down 21%. So their federal money is down substantially. But overall, it's a 2.3% increase in their appropriation.
Okay.
With no FTE increase.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 11th.
I'd like to inquire of the Senator from Cole.
Senator from the 6th District. Do you accept an inquiry from your colleague from Eastern Jack?
Absolutely.
He does proceed.
I have an inquiry about transportation funding in our, as it's been called, crumbling infrastructure.
That's the name of our committee.
Huh?
That's our committee name.
Right.
Well, it's not the committee name.
I've heard you say that.
I kind of ad-libbed a
little. So I figured you had a position that you could help educate me on this. The senator from Boone, through this, we're increasing by 2.3%. We're increasing where we were, but where do we need to be, in your opinion?
On what line item are you on? I'm sorry, Senator.
Well, I just mean overall, in overall, just quick, because I think we'll maybe be discussing this further going on, but as we increase this budget for transportation because of the money, the dedicated money has increased, I guess, by 2.3%. Where should we be, you think, to compete as a state?
Well, we're incredibly behind to compete as a state. You know, part of the problem is our traditional funding mechanism by Constitution is from basically a gas tax model, both the state and federal, and then also from vehicle sales taxes. Vehicle sales, you could, you know, help that if you want to buy a new car, for instance, today. We could make that happen.
Okay.
But, vehicle sales taxes.
I only buy Fords, though.
Only
nope,
buy,
that's not
well,
a
you know, I didn't want to be self-serving, but yeah, I think Fords are Lincoln.
That's just
good.
My family only buys Fords. That's how we do it.
That's perfect. We talked about that actually
before.
So vehicle sales tax are kind of holding together, but the gas tax model is going down. So as you know, transportation does not rely on funds from GR, with the exception of multimodal, so Amtrak and some other port funding models, et cetera.
And gas tax is going down because our cars are a lot more fuel efficient and...
It's the perfect storm. So you have fuel efficiency is the number one driver. With a high price of gas, people's driving habits change, so they're buying less gas,
okay.
They're carpooling more. When they go to their home from Kansas City to the lake, instead of taking three or four different cars, one family's getting together and driving the same car. When it was $1.50 a gallon, they all just drove their own car. So their gas use is going down. And then what powers our vehicles is changing. So we have electric cars, hybrid electric cars, compressed natural gas cars, all these different, you know, fuel technologies that are coming out that are also driving down the number of gallons of gas that are being purchased. So therefore, the number of taxes are coming down off of that.
I know you have a proposal to help with this, but... Wouldn't it be ongoing? Wouldn't it be best to raise our gas sales tax or the gas tax?
Well, we have this provision, as you well know, is the Hancock provision
right.
In the state legislature and Constitution. And the amount of money it takes to maintain our system is not, I say thank God for this, really, is the General Assembly and the governor could not pass such a funding mechanism on. It'd be too large. So voters have to approve, really, whatever funding mechanism we're going to look for MoDOT. And voter approval on a gas tax is very, 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 very... If you look at all the ways to fund transportation, which there's only a handful of them, gas tax is the least liked of all.
Well, and then I guess if we did that, then gas would be more expensive, which would mean more people would carpool and use less gas.
We'll change their habit even more, and plus... I have a lot of friends in the gas business, and this is not a slam against them. It's just the market that we live in. People just don't trust gas prices anymore. I mean, Senator Sofer, you may remember, had an initiative when I was on the Highway Commission to add 2 cents to the sales tax and then take all 17 cents of our gas tax away. So the campaign would have been brilliant, plus 2, minus 17. Makes sense, right? But it polled horribly because people don't trust the gas price. Because today it's, you know, $3.39, then tomorrow it's $3.59,
right.
The next day it's $3.35, then it's $3.50, and the volatility and the price of the swings, people just don't trust.
$3.35 in Independence and $3.30 in Columbia today.
$3.49 here, I think, today. But the point is that gas prices are all over the place. People are very sensitive to that, and Missourians, through multiple polling and focus groups and conversations, just would not support a gas tax.
Well, thank you for the inquiry. I think, and I appreciate the information because I think as we talk about this in the future, if we do, I think we have to all understand that there's a need for it. Now, how we get there may be a different
right.
part of it, but I think there clearly is a need.
Well, the good part of the conversation is that very few people, constituents,
radio shows all around the state, I talk about this here in this building. There's very few people that say, ah, we don't need any more money in transportation. Just about, I wouldn't use the word 100%, but I'd use the word plus 99% feel that they understand we have the seventh largest transportation system in the United States, and we're 43rd in funding. And you don't have to be a cook to know that recipe just does not work.
Well, that should be a starting point, fortunately. So thank you for the inquiry.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption motion of the senator from Boone? Senator from the 8th.
Inquire the senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does resist.
Senator, I just wanted to touch base about the gaming and lottery money. Last year, could you refresh my memory? My understanding is the governor had to withhold, or we had to put in supplemental budget because they didn't come in where they were supposed to come in at.
They came in under, that's right. So we had to backfill some of that.
In this appropriation process, we took that into consideration, I assume.
Lottery, we're just pretty much at where the governor was, which is below the House. Gaming, we're with the House. So we actually brought that down a little bit. I think they were a little optimistic on their numbers, on their projections.
So you're saying the Senate reduced the amount from what the House had?
Yes, on gaming.
In gaming?
On lottery. Yeah. Gaming, we're where the House was.
Okay, we're with the... Okay, and the numbers that they projected for last year didn't come in, and we have changed the trajectory or the plan for this year based on the lower return on the gaming.
Well, we had to backfill some GR for education as a result of that.
I'm just trying to understand here. Didn't work last year. We fixed the problem in this year's budget. Moving forward, we have adjusted the numbers.
But it is lower, yes. Last year's numbers were overly optimistic. I'd say this year's numbers are not.
Okay, so you think that we're going to hit the numbers this year? We're not going to have to come back in January?
I can't guarantee it. I think it's a good probability we'll hit it.
All right. Well, I'm a little concerned, but I'll take your wisdom and your years of experience in this matter. A little concerned that last year we didn't hit the numbers. I guess from what our conversation here is, we've fixed it for this year, so we should hit them. Therefore,
I think it's a more reasonable projection this year than it was last year.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you. I close.
The senator from Boone renews his motion that we adopt the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 2004. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've adopted the Senate committee substitute. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 2004 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone County. Is any senators are to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that we third read and finally pass Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 2004. Secretary, please read the bill and please call the roll.
Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill number 2004, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Department of Revenue, the Department of Transportation, and the several divisions and programs. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from 23rd votes aye. Senator from Franklin, as an aye. You are now a no. By your vote of 30 aye, 2 no, the bill's received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 2005 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for adoption of the Senate Committee substitute. This is House Bill 2005, which is the Office of Administration and Employee Benefits. Again, we got some of the highlights on the sheets. I do want to point out that This is where Fulton Hospital would fall, and one thing we had to make the decision in the committee, were we going to keep the door open for various options, which is exactly what we did. So while the governor initially, the governor's plan was basically borrowing the money for 25 years, it was a $14.2 million per year repayment. Over the course, we would pay about $150 million in interest on that. The House proposal was to go to 5 years, would save us about $150 million, be about $44 million a year. But that is contingent on House Bill 20 passing, which again is another CI bill. So what we had to make, what we had to do in this bill is make the decision, do we keep all options open to build Fulton no matter what may happen in the final weeks? And we did that. So we do have the line for the approval of the $198 million, which would actually be the authority to build the hospital. That is in here. We also have the governor's line of $14.2 million on the bond payment for the first year in here. So that leaves the options open depending on what happens with the senator from Polk's bonding bill, since Fulton is in there, as well as what happens with House Bill 20, which is a capital improvement bill which currently only contains Fulton but has not been passed out of the House yet. So the options, I would categorize the situation with Fulton. All the options are still on the table, and we will have to make some final decisions in the remaining 3 weeks, or 2 weeks, actually. Also in here, we did replace or put back an administrative hearing commissioner, which was cut last year. We also increased the Office of Child Advocate by $100,000 to hire an attorney. Then on employee benefits, in addition to the pay increase of 1%, we do have a $25 per month deferred comp increase, and that is the $9.5 million in the employee benefits section. Those are the highlights of the bill, Mr. President.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone to adopt the Senate Committee substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 11th, full reason he rise.
To inquire of the Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Senator, I have lots of questions. I apologize. We are increasing our state employees by 1%.
Well, we're not increasing the number of FTE. We're increasing their pay by 1%.
Their pay by 1%.
Yeah, and that's the core. Then what you're going to see in other parts of this bill, the Personnel Advisory Board did make recommendations on certain pay increases, additional pay increases for certain nurses and certain in-home workers and others. We have done those as well, but we haven't hit those yet.
We at one point were the last 50th. In the way that we paid our state employees?
Yeah, I'm not sure where we are now, because remember, we just gave them a 2% increase as well as a one-time bump up. So where they fall now, I don't know. They're probably still at the lower end of the spectrum. The senator from the 6th, I know, is moving forward on a proposal, and we've funded that, which would be a pay disparity study, basically, to look at what we pay state employees, not just overall, but in different programs and divisions, and see where we are compared to other states, and I know that we're moving forward on that process.
I thank you for the increase. I mean, we increased, which is good. I just want to use this opportunity to say that, you know, you get what you pay for, and the quality of the state services, if we're paying them the least amount in the country, it does show with the services and the quality that we get. So I just want to use this opportunity to say that. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 4th.
To inquire, Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Thank you. And this very quickly. A negative $1.8 million on rural broadband. How does that work?
Oh, that was one-time money.
Oh.
That's stimulus money, isn't it? Yeah, that's stimulus money.
Okay.
It's just, it was in the previous budget. It's not in this year's budget because it's gone.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you. I close on adoption of the Senate Committee Sub.
The Senator from Boone renews his motion that we adopt the Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2005. All those of you depending on that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've adopted the Senate Committee Sub. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I move that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2005 be third read and finally passed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2005 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, please read the bill and please call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill Number 2005, an act to appropriate money for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the Office of Administration, the Department of Transportation, the Department of Conservation, the... Okay, at all. Senators, Brown. Chappelle Nadal. Cunningham. Curls. Dempsey. Dixon. Emery. Holzman. Justice. Kevney. Kehoe. Kraus. Lager. Lamping. Lavoda. Libla. Munslinger. Nasheed. Nieves. Parson. Pierce. Richard. Romine. Sater. Schaff. Schaefer. Schmidt. Sifton. Sylvie. Wallingford. Walsh. Wasson.
By your vote of 29, aye, 2, no, the bills received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have Secretary through a message to the House. The order, please have it read.
There are. Secretary, would you please read those messages?
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1647, entitled An Act Relating to Prohibitions on Certain Policies That Infringe on Private Property Rights. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1358, entitled An Act Relating to Infrastructure System Replacement Surcharges. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2079, entitled An Act Relating to Terminations of Water Services. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 2116, entitled An Act Relating to Public Safety. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1867, entitled An Act Relating to Underground Facility Safety, with an effective date. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1231, entitled An Act Relating to Judicial Procedures. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1612, entitled An Act Relating to Garnishments. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1937, entitled An Act Relating to Liability of Property Owners. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 690. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 523. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 600, entitled An Act Relating to Veterans, House Amendment 1 adopted, in which concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Newton.
The President, without objection, the Senate will go to business. Reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Johnson, you are not allowed to be eating food here in the Senate chamber. Consider yourself admonished and have a newspaper. Reports of standing committees. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment has a report.
Please send it forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bill 1631, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lager, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Education Committee has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Bill 1390, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from Phelps. From Senator from Lewis. Sorry, Senator from Phelps.
It's all right. We knew what you meant. Your Committee
Senator
on
Agriculture. He stood up.
Agriculture, I'm sending it forward, Mr. President.
Thank you. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred House Bill 1506, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from Green.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report as well.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bills 1307 and 1313, begs leave to report, has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Senator from the 8th.
Your hardworking Committee on Ways and Means has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means, to which was referred House Bill 1455, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Krause, Chairman.
Hardworking Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1779, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans Affairs and Health, to which was referred House Bill 1603, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
President, your Committee on Transportation and Crumbling Infrastructure has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1557, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from the 24th. Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Pensions, to which was referred House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1514, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lamping, Chairman.
Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 958, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight.
Senator from Cole, Senator from the 8th, take your conversation to the side gallery or to the rear of the chamber, please. It's getting kind of loud in here. Secretary, proceed.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Joint Resolution 68, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Bill 1081, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Bill 1791, begs leave to report that it it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
President, without objection, Senator, go to business announcements.
Before we go to that, I would like to refer Senate Bill 964, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1729, House Bill 1132 with Senate Committee Substitute, and House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1237 to the Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight Committee. Also, we'll refer Senate Concurrent Resolution 43, House Concurrent Resolution 30, House Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 38, House Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 45 to the Committee on Rules. We are on announcements. Announcements. Hearing none, Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rule.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. As many are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.